I'm ready. I'm sorry.
I never thought we were giving sounds.
And thankfully, you finally did.
All right.
Okay. So here we go, eh? Well, welcome
along.
Yeah. Welcome to the next round of madness inside Asmodendax Halls of Madness. For the next round, I will be your DM. As has been customary, the DM has been running a character during these events. I will not be, because I'm going to be running a lot of NPCs for you guys.
Okay.
So,
we're working in a nursing home.
No, you're not working in a nursing home.
Damn, I was going to audition for a second pillow.
Yeah. So, we open up inside the Halls of Madness in the general courtyard area. Where are the three of you currently?
Are you I am
hanging out?
Nervously standing off to the side watching people.
Okay.
Talking to nothing in particular over my shoulder.
Okay.
Having a conversation with my pet that is currently invisible.
Conversation with your pet that's currently invisible. Gotcha. Dylon, where are you?
I'm going to be like in the hallway, kind of outside of like AW3s, if we're all, I'm assuming that's still the main area.
Yep.
It's a crossroads.
And it looks like I'm yelling into a spoon.
Okay.
So he's a boomer.
Okay.
Okay.
That is an option.
I didn't say add a spoon.
Oh.
And Mr. Bookman, where are you?
Well, I am small, smaller than usual.
Shocker.
I know. And I'm, at this point, I'm pouting because okay. I'm tired of telling people I don't work here.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Are you a goblin?
I am a goblin.
All right.
Okay.
Gobbling these nuts.
I'm trying to work up the courage to ask you for an autograph. Because I think you're a cop.
Okay.
That is a reasonable assumption. Because I have spent most of my time fucking around with my alchemy kit.
Okay.
Very cool. Okay. Well, as the three of you are kind of all in the common area-ish, just kind of hanging out, you hear the sound of trumpets, that kind of like da-da-da-da kind of sound rings out. It's loud. There is no need for a perception check. If you didn't hear it, you're dead. It may leave your ears ringing momentarily. It is so loud. And in the middle of AW3s, you see a large kind of yellow-orange kind of circle of energy start to coalesce. And as that kind of starts to fade away, you see two shapes where it was. The music dies down. And then as loud as the trumpets were, and if you can believe it, more obnoxious, you hear in common a smooth talking man start to wax eloquent. Gather round, everybody. It's time for the next greatest competition to take place inside Asmodendax Halls of Madness. We're going to pit our seasoned adventurers against you new adventurers in a contest to determine once and for all, is youth better than experience?
Is this something that was advertised ahead of time?
No.
Did you know that this was coming?
You have no idea that this has been coming. This is like spur of the moment, harebrained kind of ridiculousness that could only happen inside the Halls of Madness.
Okay.
For the winning team, I offer you something that we don't normally offer here at Asmodendax Halls of Madness.
Coupons?
Not just coupons, but buy one, get one coupons.
What do we want two of?
Of equal or lesser value, of course.
Oh.
But it applies to anything within the Halls of Madness. They have unlimited uses for 7 days after the conclusion of the contest. And at this point, you start to hear from behind the bar at
They're probably AW3's. Gonna be used on bandages.
You start to hear some people getting a little uppity. These are obviously people who work inside the Halls of Madness or have establishments inside the Halls of Madness. They probably rent space from the halls to sell their wares. And there's some general grumbling. And the figure in the center just kind of holds up his hands and he says, I know. This is an insane offer that we are presenting, but I promise when I say winning team, I don't just mean that there's going to be a lot of people winning, but you're going to have a dedicated group of 3 to 5, maybe 6 adventurers who make it to the end. How much money could these poor suckers actually have? And this is being said out loud in front of everybody.
That tracks, yeah.
But who is this person speaking? Do we recognize him?
For that, I would request a perception check.
Okay. That's a natural 2 for a total of 3.
Total of 3. Looks familiar. Looks human.
I've seen this race before.
Yes. looks as obnoxious as his voice sounds.
Any description? I mean, can I pick out a color of hair or cloak?
It's orangish.
Orangish hair.
Yeah.
Red cloak, green shirt.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. Ringing a bell.
Nope, probably not.
No. Can't say. I know this guy.
Yeah.
Probably some kind of, you know, third party promoter.
Probably. He also continues and says, now, the rules are going to be pretty strict. We're going to pair people off into small groups, but your group must consist of all the same age. And he puts up his hands and makes air quotes, ish. See, we're gonna pit the youngest against the oldest.
Is that relative to race? I mean, a young dwarf might be 60.
That's correct. That is correct. Now, as some of you know, we have some long-lived races and we have some short-lived races. So you're going to need to present yourself to my fine panel of judges, and he kind of holds his arm out behind him, and behind him you can see a couple of figures.
Making the call where the lines are drawn, huh?
That's correct. They're going to make the calls. They're going to split you up, and we're going to have just a good old-fashioned race to the finish line, survive, and move on.
Okay.
Die. And, well, nobody wants to die, do they?
And is this one of those, if you're in this room, you're automatically entered?
It's funny you mention that, because he turns around and stretches his arms wide like he's Tony Stark in the intro to Iron Man and says, and all of you are my wonderful contestant.
Oh, shit. So Dylan's safe. He's in the hallway.
No, he's not. Because now I would like all three of you to make a perception check.
This entire speech has been a spell, and if you could hear it, you've now fallen under it. A perception, you said?
A perception check from all three of you.
18 total.
Okay.
11.
Happy to you already, sir.
I know.
11. That's amazing. You guys have no problem discerning that there are some red-skinned folks who have started to show up at various, what you would call, exits, hallways.
Red-skinned?
Red-skinned folks.
Like football players?
No.
Oh.
No, actual entities with red skin.
And horns?
And horns.
All dressed very dapper in business suits and such?
Yes. Oh. Some of them carrying weapons, some of them not. But all of them look very, very keen on keeping you right where you are.
So I'm going to make some assumptions. Uh-huh. There's a lot of people hanging around the dungeon, loitering, if you will. Not dying enough in the dungeons, and these people are not seeing profits because of it, so they're going to shuffle us into this, whether we like it or not.
It's like I don't even have to read what I've prepared. You've already figured it out.
Yeah.
Here's a ray of fucking sunshine, man.
Raymond of sunshine, sir.
Well, see, you think I am reading over your shoulder, but what it is I'm a warlock, and my patron is probably wearing a suit just like those guys.
Yeah, you know what? That's true. Your patron may be in the room right now.
Yeah. He's probably just let me in on the joke what he thinks is funny. And I'm going, really? Do I have to? You like that magic, don't you?
That's right. So,
I'm fucked. I'm in, I guess. Okay.
The three of you start to get ushered into a line, a queue for our British listener. You guys are standing there. You walk up. It's your turn. They hand you a number. They ask you your age. Jeff, what is your age?
I don't whatever appropriate young this is for a goblin.
7.
Okay. You can either go with 7 or you can roll a d6 and add your con, your choice.
Con modifier,
sure.
Okay. 8.
8? Okay. So you are 8.
Ooh, he's in his late teens.
The the green-skinned fellow goblin at the table looks at you and says, "And your name, sir?"
Max.
And you are 8. Okay, that clearly places you in category Z, and he hands you a number. And he says, go over there, your other numbers will find you. And as you start to, as he finishes his speech.
Another fucking lie of the middle class, but okay.
You feel some magic kind of take hold on you. It's not malevolent magic, but you do feel a spell touch you. And if you were to look up, you can see the number that is written on your paper, which is the number 4, appears above your head. Just there, hanging out, chilling.
I'm number 4, y'all.
Strange movie. Weird book.
Ray, as you approach the table, one of the green-skinned fellows at the table looks at you and says, age?
17 today. This is actually my entry was a gift.
Well, happy birthday to you.
I guess.
Name?
Douglas Veers.
Doug. Got it. Is that Douglas, like, you dug less of a hole?
No.
No?
The common okay. name. It's surprised you haven't heard it.
You look at this green-skinned individual. Imagine Gop without the glasses.
And fat? And with sandwich in his mouth?
No.
Oh.
No. Not that green-skinned. But we sometimes joke about how that person can come off as not intelligent. This person is definitely not that intelligent.
Okay.
And a little bit of you feel the same kind of tug of a little magic take hold over you, and he hands you a piece of paper, and above your head is a number 4.
Oh. Same seems to be broken. The last guy had 4.
I don't make the rules, man.
Oh.
Head that way. Find your other 4s.
Oh, this is team. Okay. Thanks. I head towards the other 4.
Dylon, who spits hot fire. It's your turn at the table.
All right.
A different green skinned figure at the table looks at you. Age?
27.
27.
Today?
They look at you. They look you up and down. Can they tell what race you are?
Yeah, I'm a tiefling, so.
You're a tiefling. That's
fairly obvious.
Okay, yeah. Name?
Either that or he's just horny.
The grill master.
I'm sorry, what?
You heard me. The grill master.
Are you a DJ?
Uh-huh. Okay. He kind of motions it to the other people at the table. They kind of put their heads together. You can hear them murmuring. They're talking about 27. They're talking about tieflings. And then you hear one of them say, I don't fucking know how old a tiefling can be. And they look at you, and they look at each other, and they say, yeah, sure, that sounds young.
I think they have a normal lifespan.
I was looking like 100 to 150, they said. Yeah. Like, so, yeah.
Oh,
they're I just adjusted it up a little bit considering 150.
Right, but these goblins have not had much interaction with a tiefling this close and personal. And they just kind of look, and they're like, yep. looks like category Z for you. Here's your number.
Yeah. They deal with real demons, not half demons.
Yeah. And you feel the same tug of magic. And what do you know? Number four. Go that way. You'll find other fours. Group up.
I'm over there talking to Matt. And said, oh, I thought you worked here.
Max.
Oh, I thought it was Matt.
No, with an okay. X.
Sorry, Matt.
That's also what I heard, so. Not just old man hearing.
I love it. I love it.
Two X's or one?
Two.
Three.
Damn, he's dirty.
Okay. So the three of you kind of end up together. You can talk amongst yourselves. There's a couple of minutes that goes by if you want to introduce yourselves. Get to know each other or not. That's totally up to you.
It's like maybe my acne cleared up yesterday. Purple hair in places kind of shines out of the longish shoulder length black hair. I got a barbell through my eyebrow, a ring through my nose, black fingernails, rings on half of my fingers, wearing a leather, looks kind of like a robe over top. Moderately expensive looking silk robe underneath. Have staff, shadows under around my eyes, very pale skin. I look like that asshole you see at the mall.
Awesome.
I wasn't expecting this today.
But are you ever really expecting to get sucked into a murder competition to increase profits?
Well, I mean, I came looking maybe to group up with some people and, you know, get in one of these dungeons, but I didn't expect to before my fries were done. And I look over to one of the food court places and I'm like, oh, cool. And I rush over there and I get my chili fries and I come back. I'm snacking on them while everything else is happening.
Gotcha. Eating some food seems like a viable strategy. I like it. So, as you are milling about, you do see two other people with the four above their head kind of come over and stand near you guys. One is a young looking female elf. Clothed in a robe. Looks very, very unsure about what is going on.
Well, she's a female, so immediately she seems way more capable than me, and I will not be talking anymore.
Okay. And then right...
If she talks to me, she's obviously in love with me.
Yes, okay. And right behind her is the goofiest looking dwarf you have ever seen. He is maybe 4 foot tall, maybe, but he is definitely 4 foot wide. And I mean that in all seriousness. This is a large dwarf.
Let me guess, his name is Boulder.
No. Twig.
Twig.
Twig. His name is Twig.
Does he introduce himself? I surely don't ask his name. The girl's still there.
Oh, yeah. No, he walks up and name's Twig. I'm here to smash some skulls.
How is he dressed and what kind of shit is he carrying?
He is wearing, we'll call it a loincloth.
Okay.
And he has one thing with him. It is about 5 foot long, and it is a great axe.
Oh, man. Because you were talking about the loincloth. I thought that was going a different direction.
Nope.
I think we noticed a pogo stick.
Yes, yes.
Be taller than him.
He is obviously...
That's no twig, sir.
He is obviously shaving his head. You can see...
With his battle axe?
Probably.
Awesome.
He does have a beard. It is scraggly. It is unkempt. And he's just covered in what looks to be the worst tattoos you have ever seen in your life.
Okay.
They are a little better than caveman finger painting cave drawings. They're terrible. But... they're all over him. You see them on his head, on his neck. He has what looks like mountain ranges tattooed under his eyes.
Can I just slyly kind of scan his tattoos with Arcana and see if there's some kind of magic to them, or are they just strictly decorative?
Absolutely. Make me an Arcana check.
14, 17 total.
They are 100% not magical. You are absolutely not positive.
Not a rune knight or anything like that.
Nope. Right.
Over the guise of finishing my chili fries, I'm going to take the paper basket and go throw it away and collect the rest of my belongings. My backpack that has my, because I took the feat moderately armored, which allows me to wear half plate and a shield. So I have an armor class of 19. So I get all that shit.
Cool.
And come back to the group, fearing that any minute we are going to be ported into some hellscape.
Okay. Well, the dwarven or the elven female has said nothing this entire time. You're not even sure if you've heard her breathe.
She an elf or a half elf?
She's an elf.
Oh. I hear her breathe. Does her chest rise and fall? Does she give off the stench of the undead? I mean,
make me a perception.
How long does it go before it starts to worry me?
Make me a perception.
16 total.
16. You are able to inspect her without drawing attention to the fact that you are looking to see if her chest is moving.
I've barely taken my eyes off of her since she walked over.
Of course. She is alive.
Probably twice my age.
Easily. She does seem a little off. But not in a way that you can quite put a finger on.
Okay. How did you say she was dressed?
She's wearing just robes. Gown. Yeah. Yeah. She's
just like a staff or backpack or pouches or scroll cases or
she has
bandolier of daggers.
A very simple looking small dagger on her hip. And she is in one hand clutching what appears to be a doll.
A doll?
A doll.
I'm terrified.
You should be.
I'm terrified, aroused, intrigued, and on the verge of wedding myself.
Uh-huh. That's awesome. So you guys have been there a few minutes. You had time to finish your chili fries. You've had a chance to inspect the other two sad sacks who have been thrust into your group. And you hear that awesome ear-splitting trumpet sound again.
Okay.
And Daryl walks to the kind of center area just outside of AW3's. You got the stalls there. He's in a good spot where he can see everybody. You can kind of notice that just in a general sense, the younger people have kind of gravitated over to where you are, and you're all kind of like not really commingling outside of your group, but all of your groups are kind of over here.
And how many groups are there?
There are. That's a good question. Let's find out how many groups start this shindig. There are 8 groups of you youngins. And over kind of like on the other side of the entrance of AW3s, but still kind of in this area, there are 10 groups of not young people.
8 Zoomers, 10 Boomers.
Yes. And each group looks to be 4 or 5 in size.
4 or 5 per group.
4 or 5 per group.
And our 5. How does our group, the 5 of us, compare to, so we got a name for Twig, and the girl has a talk, so okay.
He is not
school. How does our group of 5 compare to like other groups? Are we pretty much evenly varied as like race and age and perceived class?
How closely are you looking?
A quick scan, you know, first impression kind of thing.
Okay. Maybe a
19.
19. Anybody else want to look at the other assembled groups?
Sure.
Okay.
You said perception?
Perception.
22.
Nice.
Does Dylon care?
16, so.
16.
Not better.
He is stoking the grill.
Okay. You are all 3 able to look around and see that the groups look fairly similar composition-wise. You do see
any group, like obviously the jocks, any group, obviously the...
Yes, you know, yes.
The preps or the smart kids or...
You do see one group that looks to be solely composed of human fighters. They are wearing nice armor. They seem to, between them, they seem to have all the weapons. A couple of them have like really nice kitted out packs. But what you do notice, there's not what appears to be a spellcaster among them.
Okay.
And there is another group of youngins that catches your eye. There is a group of four, two of them wearing robes, two of them wearing more sturdy armor. But they all appear to be standing in a circle, praying
to each other up.
Praying to deities at the same time.
Okay.
Ew.
Would you like to take a glance across to the old side?
They never make much sense to me, but sure.
Okay. Make me a perception check.
This is where I roll with my left hand because it's old people. Six.
Okay. Anybody else?
Sure. This is
perception. They're far away.
This is perception.
Nine.
Glasses.
Nice.
Nine. This okay.
Perception again.
Perception again.
20. Oh, Jesus. 24.
Okay. So for Doug and Grill, just looks like a collection of old people. Max, you notice there are what appears to be a pretty even distribution of ages on the old people side of things. There seems to be, you know, the young olds and the old olds kind of evenly dispersed in the group, except for one group. One group, they all look super old. We're talking like...
That's the group to look out for, folks.
Wrinkles, super gray hair, if they have hair, long, just Gandalf-looking beards.
Yep.
All wearing robes, all with either quarter staves or you know, very castery looking weapons.
They're going to be the ones that will totally fuck everybody up, but just to get an advantage, just to make it through.
They're just kind of standing around waiting, and you do see another old person group that looks to be the old person group of the young kitted out fighters. If it were 50 years later, those Zoomer guys are now those guys.
Okay.
Other than that, everybody else just kind of looks pretty much the same.
So the trumpet sounded. Did they tell us where we're supposed to go, or was it?
Well, I was giving you a chance.
I'm sorry, I interrupted you. Huh?
That's okay. So now, as the trumpet sounds and everybody kind of pays attention, Daryl walks forward, and you see a
who's Daryl?
The ginger man. I'm sorry, you didn't recognize him.
Oh, that's Daryl.
That's Daryl.
Oh, man.
The ginger-haired man and a kind of roundish red-skinned fellow.
Oh, that fucker.
Kind of make their way to the center. And they say, well, now that we've got all the groups set up, it's time to tell you about your first event. When we say go, you will all be transported to one of our finest jungles.
Jungle?
Yes.
Oh, jungle. Man, I hate the outside.
Inside this jungle, you will not just be challenged by what lives in the jungle, but by your own mind and even maybe the minds of your fellow teammates. Those who make it out alive, move on.
Alive?
What do you, I mean?
I squeak it out. I'm like, what?
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. This. He turns around and looks at you and he says, yeah, this is for playing for keeps.
Yeah. Calm down, kid. It's for a coupon.
I have my arm across my chest like I'm holding like a football. Uh-huh. And I'm absentmindedly stroking something that is not there. Uh-huh. Nervously petting something.
Okay. And for the team on each side that succeeds first, those who survive will get a bonus.
But just getting through takes you to the next round?
Just getting through takes you to the next round.
And going through each of these is designed to eliminate us down to the winner. Not necessarily the fastest, just the one who survives it all.
Oh, people will die. You can be assured.
I'm going to look around AW3s real quick. Is the ADHD booth open?
The ADHD booth?
Yeah. Abandoned Dungeon, Hero Dead.
Oh, no.
Okay, it's that they've taken that off the table. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting experience for a lot of people.
Okay, and a profitable experience for Daryl and his round demon.
Yes, yes.
Resurrection fees are not cheap.
No, they're not.
Wonderful.
And you see Daryl kind of turn around and look at everybody and say, are we ready? And just as people start to get ready to say something.
Yeah, I open my mouth to ask, is it okay if we go to the bathroom first? And boom.
Teleport. He turns around and looks at you and says, nope. And poof.
Well, or poop, whichever. Yeah.
Yes. The next thing you know, you are in free fall. You're about 10 feet above the treetops, looking down at the oncoming jungle coming to you.
Okay.
You are falling.
Am I just like starting to fall, like immediately weightless?
Yes.
Or?
Yes.
I guess I'll try to grab onto a branch.
Okay. Anybody else have a desire on how they'd like to approach this?
I really don't want to waste a spell slot on Misty Step this early. So.
I don't. Could I try and do some acrobatic shit
on the way down?
Yeah.
Sure. Dylan, anything you'd like to try?
Do you have any idea how far we are falling?
It's 10 feet
above the trees. I would say 30 feet for the tree at least.
Yeah.
Potential lot of damage if we don't land on the tree here. What kind of role do I
need? No, I don't. I don't have anything crazy.
Okay.
It's worth using this early.
Okay. So you're going to try and grab onto the trees?
Yeah.
Okay. Bookman, you said that you were going to try some acrobatic shit?
Yes.
And Dylan, are you just like planning on just gonna seeing what happens?
I'm gonna try and do the superhero pose as I land.
Okay, that's just, hey, that's
what are our companions doing? The elf and the round dwarf.
The round dwarf is kind of wide-eyed.
Well, but obviously he's short, so this is way higher for him.
Correct. But you see, as he's like falling down, he's like flying squirrel time. And he just kind of like opens his arms and his legs as wide as he can.
I'm sorry, what?
As effective as he thinks it is.
Flying squirrel time?
Yes.
I know.
That's his battle cry?
Yes. At this point, it is.
Okay.
The elf closes her eyes, draws her hands together in front of her chest as she is falling. And you can start to see her lips move.
Well, I'm not even... I probably won't be able to hear her if she speaks as I'm falling anyway, so... What kind of roll we need to...
Okay.
...on a tree.
So, Ray, I would like you to give me a acrobatics check.
Okay. Wow. 18 total.
So you're falling. The tree kind of gets there, and you are able to grab on and kind of wrap yourself around the first solid branch that you get to.
In a way that does not knock the wind out of me.
We'll get to that in a second.
Fuck.
Bye. Bookman?
Yeah.
Acrobatics or athletics? Your choice.
Acrobatics, please.
Okay.
21.
21. Very similar to your compatriot. You are able to kind of grab on, get a hold of it, wrap yourself around it, and you too find yourself in a tree. Feels pretty good. Dylon, we'll say that you were, you know, a half second behind your friends. You see what they've done. You have time to react. Is there something you would like to try and do?
I'm also going to try and grab a branch.
Okay.
Because in my head, I'm envisioning just grabbing it and swinging it around like I'm a gymnast at the Olympics.
Yeah?
Because if you can dream it, you can do it.
I'll let you play as much D&D as you want, sir.
Ironically, a natural one.
Are you serious? A natural one?
I seriously got a natural one.
That's fantastic.
Holy fucking shit. Okay. Well, you know, it's crazy. You are cruising along. You're doing this thing. And you're like, hey, there's a branch. And you grab the branch. And it fucking snaps in your hand.
Cool.
That's my branch. Home. That's the one, crack. Fuck, that was not the one.
You are still falling, sir.
All right. I'm going to yell for the memes and still try to get back into superhero pose.
The memes. God damn. Okay. He's going to zoom better than I can, I think.
Okay. And, okay. Make me a dexterity saving throw.
I mean, what's the odds? If we get two ones, I'm going to roll the same dice. 19.
Probably pretty. 19. Okay. You are able to swing around swing your body around, get into that stance. Unfortunately, you do take 5 points of damage in the process.
All right.
So, your compatriots, Flying Squirrel Boy. He is cutting through the trees. You hear smack, smack, crack, smack. Tree limbs, you can hear they are breaking as he is just smashing into these things. And, wow, that was not good. Okay. He lands belly flop style on the ground.
That's going to mark.
And you hear
on the ground.
Ow. And he's laying there.
That's one dead.
He's not dead.
I wish he was.
He's gonna, yeah, probably. Your elven compatriot is still eyes closed, hands clasped in front of her chest, and she just starts to slow down.
Okay, they're falling.
She kind of rights herself into a standing position and touches down on the ground.
How far down from where I am on the branch is the ground?
About 20 feet.
Is there a path in which I could climb down without dropping more than 20 feet?
Absolutely. There is a path that will not be 20 feet of falling.
Okay.
I would
attempt that.
Okay. Make me an acrobatics check.
Okay. What was my... I think I had plus two. 19.
Are you adding your plus one for being a Z?
No. I didn't add that to any of my things. Shit.
Keep that in mind. Yeah.
That's right. That makes my negative one to athletics a zero.
Wait, is it all skill checks or just the
physical one
saves?
Physical skill checks. Not save.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. So, yeah, you are able to slowly traverse down the trees. You branch to branch.
That's a 30-20 then.
Okay. Yeah. You make it down. Not a problem. Is anyone else going to try and climb out of the trees?
Way ahead of you, bro.
Absolutely. Okay.
Let's have some acrobatics checks here. Or athletics, your choice.
Natural 20 on an athletics check for a total of 20.
Awesome.
For a total of 29.
Awesome. That's damn impressive.
They don't call us Zoomers for nothing. Well, maybe they do. I don't know. That's the first time I've been called a Zoomer.
And Dylon?
I'm already on the ground. What are you talking about?
Oh, right. I'm sorry. You are.
Fell straight to the ground.
That's right. You. I forgot. You hit the ground. Yes. So you are all now on the ground, hanging out, chilling. Your dwarven friend is, he has rolled over onto his back.
Fall damage is a bitch, right?
It's not great. He is alive. He is conscious. He looks like he's in some pain.
Um,
if he were a adversary, you would call him bloodied even.
Now that I'm on the ground, I'm going to take this time to put my breastplate on.
Okay. So, you had a breastplate?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the best armor I can get without getting disadvantaged for stealth checks.
Gotcha, gotcha.
A breastplate is 14 plus dex, max 2, and with a shield, it puts me at 18.
Yeah.
Same, but I don't have a shield.
Okay. Wait, I didn't even ask. What is max?
What do you mean?
So I know that...
We're warlocks. I thought he said he was a fighter, rogue, warlock, something.
I'm also a warlock, but I'm genie flavored.
Okay.
The Merid.
Yeah. Wow, this is going to be an interesting time.
But I'm also
a this rogue. Was not planned. I just tried to pick something.
I'm also a rogue and a fighter and a ranger.
At level 4, you were able to take one level in each of those?
Yes. And it's all for the stupidest class feature interaction.
I look forward to this.
My race plays into that as well.
Your what?
My race plays into that as well.
Okay.
Fury of the Small.
Wow.
Backstabbing.
Ooh. Okay. So you're all on the ground. I'm assuming none of you have the capability of healing Twig the Flying Squirrel Dwarf.
I can heal myself if I attack him and he dies.
Okay.
I mean, I could probably, if he can fly by just making a random declaration, it's healing time, yo. And I'll lay on hands.
Okay.
I'm not paladin.
give me a medicine check.
But he plays one on TV.
Nope, never have before. That's not even a skill I have.
Cool.
16.
Okay. You notice as he's laying there, it looks like his shoulder is dislocated. And you're like, oh, well, here's the problem. And you just kind of like lean down and you like pop that shit right back into place. He screams a lot.
There's a good way to do that. And there's a goblin way to do that.
There's a goblin way to do it. Yes. And you definitely did it the goblin way to do it.
It's the only way to do things.
That's right. So, you know what? We'll see here. Hey, look at that. He did recover some hit points from getting his shoulder put back into place.
Is he double digits?
Yeah, he's double digits. I mean,
11.
No, when I say he's bloodied, I mean, he's a barbarian. He has a stack of hit points even at level 4.
Okay.
But he did take max fall damage.
What is it, like 1d6 per 10 feet? Something like
1d6 per 10 feet, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He took 18? Damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I didn't want to fall.
Not a good time for him. Okay. And hey, first movie reference in the book, so I'm excited. So you are all on the ground.
We came in from directly above, so Correct. There's no indication of which way we go from here. Are we on a path of any kind?
Make me an investigation check.
Investigation. That's a plus 0, so 10.
Okay. Is your nature better?
Nature is also intelligence, though I don't know why it would be.
Okay. So 10. You look around, you see that you are in a grove of trees, and you can, you remember from up above, and now looking in that direction, there is a clearing to your north. It's probably about 25, 30 feet away.
We can see it through the trees, or?
Yeah, you can tell.
It's too dense to see that.
No, you can definitely tell that it clears as you head that direction.
Okay.
You can head that direction if you want, or you can head deeper into the thick of it. That is.
We just know we have to get through this, right?
Correct.
Yeah, they didn't say there was an objective or a pickup or anything.
Nope. Get to the end. That is the objective.
Yeah, I guess the clearing would at least give us the best. When we were falling, I mean, we're talking a split second here.
Mm-hmm.
How big was the clearing?
At least 20.
I mean, was it the edge of the forest or just a gap in the trees?
No, it was a legitimate clearing. It's not like it's just, you know, oh, there's not four trees here. It's probably 20-ish feet wide at least.
Okay. I'm thinking to myself, that's where I just offered to the group. I think I saw a clearing that way. I am not going to assert myself in leader position. I think I am relative to racial standards, the youngest here.
You think?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh, I think Goblin's only lived to like 30. So
true.
8 years old is in their 20s.
That's if you're making the smart choices.
Right, right. as you're mentioning this, you see that the elf has gone over and is tending to Flying Squirrel Boy's wounds. You see her hands glow slightly. You almost hear her voice. It sounds like a whisper. And you can tell that Twig is looking a little better. Not great, but a little better.
I immediately consider injuring myself so she'll touch me.
Okay. I'm going to walk over while she's in the middle of doing this.
Uh-huh.
And just kind of get right above him and go, thoughts and prayers.
She turns around and gives you just a not pleasant look.
I'm going to see if I can whip up something to huff real quick.
To huff?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
You need to get out your glue or gasoline.
If that's all I've got to work with.
Okay. Yeah, sure. You can. I'm assuming you're looking at your pack then?
Yeah. I mean, I've got my alchemist kit, so I should be able to put a little something together.
Okay. Whatever your alchemy skill works off of?
Intelligence, I think.
But I'm proficient, so there's that.
There is that.
I'm going to inch towards the clearing, but not enough to leave the circle of the group.
Okay.
Dirty 20.
You are able to put something together that you can huff, sir.
Hooray.
Roll me a d4.
This will make the afternoon more enjoyable. 3.
Okay. Whatever you concocted would give you essentially 3 hits.
Perfect.
It gives you temporary hit points, but in the manner of temporary damage.
Be interesting. So,
I'm just looking back and forth from the group members to the clearing to, actually, fuck that. Invisible Imp is going to fly off, and I'm going to look through his eyes.
Okay.
And inspect the clearing.
That sounds like a fantastic plan. Make me a perception check.
This little fucker has perception, I think. Let's see what, oh no, he has persuasion. Never mind. Okay. 11.
Okay.
Is it his perception or mine?
If you're looking through his eyes, I would, but it's you doing the looking.
Yeah.
I would say it's your perception.
Okay. 14.
Okay. You are able to see that the clearing, is just that. It's a clearing. It's just a grass floor. You see there are trees on all sides. It is probably closer to 35, 40 feet wide.
I am going to use the Eldritch Invocation voice of the Chainmaster to speak through the imp. My voice comes out of the imp, and it's just going to be a hello. Hello?
Just
to the clearing, just see if anything reacts to the voice.
Okay. And just point of clarification, because we talked about this off air. Is your imp visible or no?
No, he's invisible.
Okay. Well, then that's just auditory. You see through the imp's eyes, even though the imp is invisible and all that jazz, 2 arrows fire out of the other side of the clearing.
Okay. I instinctively, my person, I duck reflexively, even though it's not being fired at me or even in my vicinity.
Yep.
They have disadvantage to hit the imp because he's invisible.
Yes. Let's see.
And from what I read, the imp has a set of hit points, but because it's my
familiar,
it has those hit points plus 3 times my level.
Okay.
So for there's a total of 32 hit points.
Okay. 13 to hit.
13 to hit? That hits me.
That hits your imp.
That's his armor class, yeah.
Okay. And the second one?
Wine squirrel.
The second one is a 6.
That misses.
Okay. And for damage, that is a whopping 3 damage.
Okay.
Are you going to leave your imp out there, or are you going to
No, he's going to jet back. Fuck that shit.
Okay. Is he moving backwards, or is he turning tail and running away?
He flies 40 feet per turn.
Right. Is he flying backwards, like in reverse, or is he turning around in facing you as he runs back?
I'm going to call him back. I'll let him decide how he comes back, but I imagine he's going to look over his shoulder.
Okay.
I will spend some of that movement, or instruct him spend some of that movement in a zigzag fashion.
Okay.
And he didn't attack, so he's still invisible.
Correct.
There so is, you still have a disadvantage to hit him.
Correct. There is
and
an error.
He's going to both go side to side and up and down in his
okay.
Maybe like, even like a corkscrew kind of fashion on the way back.
Okay.
Out of the clearing.
Next arrow is a 3. Obviously, that'll miss.
Yes.
The fourth arrow is a 10.
Okay.
Does that hit?
No.
Okay.
His armor class is 13.
Okay. And he is able to make it back to the group.
Yeah, he's going to come back to me and, land shoulder-like.
Okay.
Become visible. And okay. I will tend to hit to remove the arrow or tend to his wound quick.
Sure. Cool. Make me a...
Do you like try to keep my body between him and the group?
Yep. Make me a quick medicine check.
Medicine. That's a natural 1.
Okay. You are unsuccessful at pulling this arrow out. It does not further injure your companion here, but the arrow is still stuck in his... In his, we'll say, shoulder area.
Okay. I'll take my dagger and kind of snip it off so it isn't the shaft sticking out of there, just the head of the arrow and maybe a little bit sticking out of him.
Okay.
And let him take care of it beyond that.
Okay. You do notice that this is more hand crossbow bolt size.
Oh, okay. I'll instruct him to go turn invisible again.
Okay.
Or shapeshift, whichever works. But invisible is probably best because he can still fly.
Probably.
And I'll turn back to the group and I go, I think the clearing is being watched.
Okay.
And I go, I sent eyes into the clearing and called out if anyone heard me, and I saw bolts fly out.
Hmm.
So maybe that's a trap. If anyone cares.
I'm sure someone cares.
I don't know for sure.
Okay. So, do either of you two care?
I still don't fully understand why we're here.
You're here to get out.
We're here to be the first ones out of here to get to the extra prize.
Yep.
I think that was the incentive to be the first. I'm gonna move stealthily up to the edge of the clearing, still
okay.
Behind the cover of the brush. Do you need me to roll stealth?
Yeah, roll stealth.
That's another natural 1.
Well, man, we're so good at this.
You are right lately I am. I got to get rid of this fucking dice.
You are amazing at this. But
as I move up there, I trip, fall face first, land in the clearing.
The reason that your stealth fails, though, isn't so much your fault. You said that the clearing was being watched, and as you said that, your good buddy, your flying squirrel of doom, says, well, if it's watched, then it's as good as time as any to get going. And he just jumps up, and you are trying really hard to be as stealth as possible. You're watching it,
and he time just barrels it. Over me.
He's the reason that you fall over, because he knocks you down running past you.
Okay.
And he enters the clearing, and as soon as he enters the clearing, two bolts come whipping out. Just no sooner does he clear the trees on your side, and they are not prepared to be shooting at a dwarf, apparently, because that's a natural 1 and a 9. And he kind of lands, like he leaps out of the trees, and he kind of lands there in the middle, great axe in hand, just letting out a roar.
That's awesome.
The elf, you can audibly, there is an audible final like determination of life as you hear her sigh. She is just so not prepared for this shit.
Okay.
She is slowly walking up behind you. And what are the other two doing?
Sorry, was Ray just watching?
Well, yeah, I'm currently laying on my stomach, looking through the brush into the clearing, past the dwarf. Can I see where the bolts came from?
You can see where they came from. You can't see the who or what.
Yes.
Responsible for them. Correct.
You said the clearing is 20 feet wide?
It is about 35 feet wide.
All right. I'm going to send the imp up to the top of the trees.
Okay.
On the other side of the clearing into the canopy. Not into any of the leaves or anything, so he's, you know, silent and invisible.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna look through his eyes, see if I can see who's shooting us.
Okay. Make me an investigation check.
That's not really great. That's an 8.
You are able to see a couple of shadowed figures.
Okay, so where they're at, not necessarily who they are or how they're dressed or what they are.
Yep.
That's 100% more than I knew already.
You can tell that it's people of some sort.
Okay.
They do appear to be, I'll let you know this, since you can't see them from the clearing, they're at least 10 feet back in the line, into the tree line. Does anybody want to take an action or do something?
Are we currently in combat?
Not yet. You're
shooting at us.
This you probably would understand this. Probably the last thing you're going to do before it's time for that.
Well, I'm trying to decide if I want to cast Shatter through my imp onto them.
That would be hilarious.
For no other reason than it's fucking loud. But it will make my imp visible. I'm
going to cast Minor Illusion. Off to what I believe is the opposite side from where his invisible imp is. I will make a visible imp.
Okay.
It's minor illusion. It's not going to do much.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I'm just trying to figure out. Okay, let's see how they handle this. I would like you to roll me your spell attack. I think is probably the best way to handle this. Let's see how well you cast this imp.
Oh Jesus. It's not gonna be very. okay. Ew. What is that? I get to add my proficiency to this, yeah? Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Oh man, this is not good.
Chad, can I take only 2 damage instead of 3 when the imp was hit? It's apparently resistant to piercing and bludgeoning and slashing.
Totally fine.
Okay. Unless the things were not magical.
No.
9.
Okay. 9? Okay. Okay.
Well, wouldn't it just be the perceiver's ability to see through his spell save? Spell DC?
Which is equally shitty. You're welcome to do that as well.
I mean, what's that?
8, 9, 8 11.
Plus your proficiency plus your 11. Ability modifier.
It would be 11.
11?
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's not good.
No, that I was hoping that you would actually roll better than your spell save. That's fine. Because they suck. You see 2 bolts fire in the direction of your fake imp.
The beauty of that is, even if they hit the illusion, they could perceive it as them just missing and still believe the illusion.
And we'll find out when it gets to their turn.
Yeah.
So... Dylon, do you have a pre-combat action that you would like to partake of?
I was checking, and I do not. So
okay.
I mean, I'm going to move a little off to the side, away from where they just fired towards, but...
Sure.
I don't think that's going to do a whole lot in the scheme of things.
Okay. Well, then I guess it's time for everybody to roll me initiative.
Okay. Let's see. 2. Whoa! 9.
Okay.
7, right under that.
Okay.
16.
Okay. Jeff is at 16. Then we've got Flying Squirrel Dwarf there. And then we've got...
So Ray. Twig is now known as Squirrel.
Sure.
Twig and Squirrel.
You said 9, Ray?
Yes.
And
Dylan was 7.
7. Yep. And then that person... is there, and the elf is there. Cool.
Or not. Well,
I mean, it's probably good for your squishy people to go last, right?
Maybe.
I suppose.
We'll find out. You see the 2 people fire off in that direction. The bolts both miss. You hear some grumbling, and that person still cannot tell that this is an illusion, and so they fire at it again. What is your spell save again? I'm sorry.
11.
We'll say that's the armor class of your fake imp. That would be a direct hit. So I believe in this instance that it passes through, correct?
It was going to pass through anyways, but yes.
Well, right. But this, like, they would know. Because
they would see a confirmed hit, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Suspend the belief that it's real.
Correct. Okay. So, because that's a 19. So we'll say they now know, that one now knows that this is bullshit. And you hear some
Jeff, screaming. That actually helps me, I think.
What? I thought that it might.
Because if mine becomes visible, they might just think it's an illusion.
I mean,
that's actually pretty fucking genius.
It was kind of that's kind of the thought.
That's awesome.
I figure even if it just gave it a 50-50.
What languages do you guys speak? Did you even bother to take languages?
Common, Infernal, and Abyssal.
Okay.
Goblin, Common, and Primordial.
Okay. D?
Yeah, same as Ray.
Okay.
did you just say that just because?
Whatever, those are the common ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are fiend.
So. I mean, I was looking at some of the other things that you get more languages, but I went with a different one. So,
well, my backstory is I'm in a guild, and I am the go-to guy for all things infernal.
Okay,
so I study it.
I probably should have mentioned it before now, but there's a large glass phallus sort of on a leather thong around my neck.
Okay.
Is that your spell focus?
It's my vessel for the genie.
A dildo?
Damn it. Okay. Doug and Grillmaster you hear after the bolt whizzes through the illusion in Infernal. It's bullshit. It's fucking bullshit.
That's what they say.
Yes. And that brings us to Max.
I can see bad guys.
You can
hear them.
You can
hear, understand them. You should be able to hear them if I heard them.
Yeah, you can definitely hear them. You have seen their crossbow bolts whiz by a couple of times now. I think it's safe to say you at least know their general direction, but they will have cover.
I do say in a covered enough volume that only our side of the clearing perhaps can hear. I only see two of them.
Okay, then for the lulls, I guess I shall go moving in that direction.
Okay. Are you moving openly through the clearing?
This is a clearing in the woods. It isn't like mown lawn. This is like high grass, right?
Ish, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, goblin's small and green.
Correct.
I'm using class features.
Okay.
I'm using class features.
Okay.
Is there some way that I could incorporate nimble escape into my maneuvering through here?
Yeah, what does nimble escape
do? Nimble escape, it's essentially the second level rogue bullshit. Disengage or hide is a bonus action.
Disengage or hide is a bonus action.
I could do either as a bonus action, so I don't know if repeatedly disengaging or something would.
Stealth and then hide to find a.
I'll say stopping point. I'll make your move.
Okay.
How far are you trying to move?
My full movement's 30, and so if that gets me up to where they are, then great. And if it doesn't, then you know it gets me closer to where they are.
Okay. It will get you across the clearing and just into the tree line. You will not be in melee with them, though.
Okay. What if I use my action to dash?
Absolutely, that'll get you in melee with
them.
Then
we will do that.
Okay.
Fuck these guys. And while I'm running across the way, I shall pull up my rapier and short sword.
Okay. Sounds like a winning proposition to me.
Yes. Long-term plans.
Okay. And I would like you to make a stealth check now that you're there as your nimble escape thing.
Okay. And all right. And I am proficient in that and I get plus one to it. So that's going to be plus six, 22.
Okay. 22. That's really good. Cool. Is that the end of your turn?
Action dashed, and then bonus action hid. Yeah, that's everything.
Okay. It is now twig / flying squirrel turn. And he still does not look fully healed, but he does look better. He pulls this massive...
We don't win any better if all of us get through. It's just any of us that get through win, right?
Correct. Okay.
I never claimed to be a doctor.
Nope. He pulls this massive great axe off of his back. You know, it's because of how comically, you know, size proportionate to him. Like, it was sitting kind of, you know, at that like 45 degree angle on his back so that it doesn't drag on the ground. He lifts this thing off his back and lets out the just most bestial roar that you could hear and goes charging off into the clearing. And he is going to take a swing. For those keeping track, he's doing so recklessly, which is a good thing because that's a 1 and a 19 on die. Okay. That is going to be a hit.
All that horrible battle axe damage.
Okay, so 6, 7, 8, 9. Is it plus 1 from rage or plus 2?
Plus 2.
Plus 2. Okay, so that's 11. That is 11 points of damage.
What? Can we see what he's hitting? Or does it make any more noise to betray?
You have a really good idea what this thing is. You see where he went. You see he went in a straight line into the tree line. And you see the flash of the axe as it catches some of the light. And you hear it stop. And you hear him go, ha ha. And you hear him ah! in response. Okay. So the one that fired already, you know where he is.
Okay.
And you can assume the other one is nearby.
Is it my turn? Is that what you're saying?
It is now your turn, yes.
Okay. Nine. Well, I got 120 feet on a Eldritch Blast.
Okay.
And I have a imp to triangulate their position. Can I fire into these woods without disadvantage?
Yeah, they will have cover.
Okay.
But yeah, no disadvantage.
That's a 17 to hit.
That'll hit.
Oh, awesome. Eldritch Blast, 1d10. Fuck me. Yeah, I rolled a 1 for damage, so with my charisma added, that's 5 damage.
Okay. Would you like... Or I'm assuming you're going at the same one that...
One after. Well, he's a big round guy. He might block my line of sight on that one, so I might have to hit the other one.
Okay.
And how much damage? Just to be fair, I mean, the way you've described him and
yes,
kind of
yes.
Where we he ran me over, so I'm assuming I'm in line with him. So
correct.
Yeah. And so I kind of resigned that I was going to be going after another one.
And how much damage was that?
Five.
Okay. Okay. Anything else on your turn?
I'm going to get off my belly.
Okay.
And to my feet. The goblin charged across the field. And he's over there.
Yep.
The dwarf is over there. Where's the elf? Did she go yet?
She's still... back there with you.
She hasn't gone yet. Okay.
She has not gone yet.
And they already attacked.
One of them did, yes.
One of them did? Okay. I'm going to move out into the field and kind of crouch down in the grass. I don't have the means to make a stealth roll.
Okay.
But I will kind of take cover as best I can in the grass.
Sounds good.
Maybe even like crouch down, then kind of combat roll a few feet to the side of where it was. It's not really a stealth, but maybe give them.
I can dig that.
Worse chance of seeing where I actually ducked down.
Okay. I like that.
But yeah, that's what I'll do. Basically, just to I'm just trying to apply threat.
Yep.
So they know something else is beyond where they can see me. Okay. That's it. Yep.
Okay. Grillmaster.
All right. Yeah.
Do you just look around the room and pick your character's name off of things you see?
No, they were tiefling, so I thought his fans would be a teeth-related joke. So the grill gang, so he's going to be the grill master.
I dig it.
Okay. Seeing how the sausage is made is almost as terrifying as the sausage.
Uh-huh. That is a 14.
That is not going to connect with cover.
All right.
You chatted your attack.
Something I learned about imps and invisibility. If they're invisible, they can provide the help action without breaking their invisibility. Just a bit of information. That's fun.
Yeah, I don't think I have anything. I'm looking to see
Yeah, I don't have any bonus actions that would be helpful right now. Okay. So that's all I got.
Okay. That brings us to second adversary in the woods. The one that was hit by Doug. But they are not as worried about the damage that Doug did. They're more worried about the raging psychopath that charged into the tree line.
Yes, those goblins can be scary.
Yes, yes.
The ones that don't run from the fight are the ones you need to worry about.
Correct. And you did nothing to like hide yourself, right? You just like charged in.
I wasn't like screaming the whole time, but
right.
Yeah, he. Yeah.
I hold it ass.
Your bonus action, so you can hide. Yeah. Right?
I hold ass. Bonus action hid.
Oh, okay. And what was your stealth again? I'm sorry.
Probably like 22.
22. Okay. So they're going to quickly scan and see if they see that guy. No. So looking around, they're like, well, fuck, I guess it's the dwarf that's as wide as he is tall.
It's dwarf o'clock.
It is dwarf o'clock. And dwarf o'clock is going to get shot with a crossbow bolt. Yeah, that's going to be 3 more damage to the dwarf. And that brings us to the elf.
Taking damage seems to be what he's really good at.
Yes, yes. It's really... I mean, he does have just a shitload of hit points.
I would hope so.
I mean barbarians...
Why else would you belly flop from 30 feet in the air?
Right. I mean... Barbarians do have a d12 hit die. Does have the great constitution. Intelligence is clearly his dump stat. I don't think we even need to, you know, confirm that.
It's not my lowest stat, but it's my second lowest stat.
It is his lowest stat. Okay. That brings us to the elf. She stands up. She walks into the clearing.
Walks.
Yes.
Thug life.
She holds out a hand, and
Mama said, "Knock you out."
She is going to go after the one that Raymond hit, and that one is she is going to miss, but since I've been a little sly with what she is, as she holds out a hand outstretched, you do see this kind of sickly gross dark blue energy leave her hand and launches itself into the woods.
That's either witch bolt or ray of enfeeblement, or
it's something like that.
She's a warlock too. God damn it!
No, she is not a warlock.
Everybody's a goddamn warlock.
It misses Twig.
Well, thank God. He doesn't need any more help taking damage.
Max, it does come uncomfortably close to you, but it does miss you.
Well, she doesn't give a shit about team.
It does narrowly miss.
Okay. Cinches your ball hair.
That enemy. And that brings us back to the top of the round.
Which is the first attacker.
Yes, the shadowy guy who took a great axe. drops the hand crossbow and pulls out a scimitar. And, you know, that dwarf provides a nice big target. And he gets hit. And that
he's a damage sponge. A quicker picker-upper.
Yes. Yes, he is the Mr. Clean of damage. He's not down to where he was when he belly flopped, but he is closer to that than he is his max hit points. And that is his turn. That brings us to Jeff.
Max.
Okay. I would...
What do you do?
I would like to attempt to move myself into a proper flanking position with Big Wide.
Okay. Not a problem. Easily doable.
And then attempt to take some attacks with advantage.
Okay.
With my
main, by all means.
With my main hand offhand.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Sounds like a success. That's definitely a critical.
I'm going to guess a 13 probably misses.
No, 13 actually hits. That is their armor class.
Oh, fantastic.
13 with cover.
I'm going to guess the 7 will miss, though.
That definitely does miss.
Kick ass. Okay, so that's going to be... Oh, man. I did not expect my first attack to get to do my full gimmick.
Okay.
Fuck, where's the D8? Okay, so it's 1d8 for rapier damage.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to activate the favored foe feature of my ranger, so that's going to be a d4 of damage.
Okay.
How do you know it's your favorite foe?
Because it's a class feature, and that's how it works. Because I'm in a flanking position and somebody else is attacking, I can trigger my sneak attack.
Okay.
So that's going to be a D6. Fury of the fucking Small.
And tactics.
Fury of the Small will get me another 2. And then I'll get 2 cold damage from my genie.
Okay.
Because I can do that once per turn. So it's going to be 1D8 plus 7 plus 1D4 plus 1D6.
Oh, that's a lot of dice at level 4.
On one attack each turn. So basically a sneak attack.
Like a really big fucking sneak attack.
Yeah. That's nice.
It's fucking stupid. But I was like, oh my God, that's such a beautiful synergy. So that's going to be 13, 14, plus 7, 21.
Are you fucking serious?
No, I'm not joking, man. 21. I got an 8. Yeah, I rolled okay.
Maybe I'm gonna have to adjust some hit points moving on.
I don't think you expected my explosions.
No, I did not. That one is down.
So that's what this goblin does. He's,
if it's any consolation, he'll probably never hit again.
Probably not.
Probably. Yeah. Yeah.
Because when he does hit, he destroys, but he has no pluses to hit.
Oh God, no! It's actually really bad. I was concerned I wasn't going to hit.
Okay. Well, as it falls over, and you take stock of what it is that you just killed, it is red skinned. It is a demon.
Is it a business suit?
when you get up there, you can inspect under its armor and see if there's a business suit.
God damn.
So Twig's that turn, one's,
I think
that one's dead. Is that?
I will move to the other one.
Okay. Cool. Yep.
I can't attack it, but I can move over there. And
yep.
Bonus action. I'm just going to point back where I was. See what I fucking did?
Roll me an intimidation check.
Oh, I was not expecting that, but thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good. That's so not good. 3.
It's apparently not impressed.
Okay. I will roll. 7 on die.
Okay.
Clearly unimpressed.
Still in shock from what I did.
Yes. That brings us to Flying Squirrel Guy. He's going to run over. Yeah, I see what you did. And he's going to just fucking swing recklessly at this fool. And that's going to hit. And man, Great Axe, you're right. Great Axe is shit damage.
1d12 sucks. 2d6 for a great sword is awesome.
Yes.
Just roll 2d6 for it. It's a specialized Great Axe.
Yeah. So, it's not going to matter much. That's 9 damage. Okay. So that's a total of 14 down. And that now brings us to Doug.
Do I have clear line of sight on anything? I'm middle of the field.
You are middle of the field. You can see that one has fallen. You can hear some commotion going on. You
I'm going to send the imp in a quick...
Oh, right. You have the imp. Yeah.
I'm going to send the imp in a quick recon and instruct it to... As 40 feet, I should be able to get like a half circle around this clearing.
Absolutely.
And have it telepathically, screech or talk to me if it sees anything. Because two of these guys here, okay, are there any more?
But okay.
That's what I'll have it do while I fire Eldritch Blast at this remaining guy here.
Okay. He'll have everything, but yeah.
7, 13 to hit.
That is a miss. Yep.
Sorry.
That is a miss. That's okay.
Purple, purplish crackle of energy fires over top of everybody's head and buries into a tree.
Make me a
perception or something. Yeah.
Yep.
Get a different die here. Hey, look at that. I think my perception was 2, right?
Yep.
Plus 1. So 18 total.
The only thing left around here, outside of like birds and small game,
is
whatever.
This yep. last guy. Okay.
Yep.
Just waiting for the other shoe to drop so I look before we claim victory and everybody stood up. Hey, that's good. Yep.
And that brings us to the Grill Master.
All right. Give it another shot with the old Eldritch Blast.
Okay.
22.
That's a hit.
Ten damage.
Okay. He is starting to question life choices.
Is he saying anything more?
He's
like curses or
lots of fuck, bad idea, fuck, should have been more of us.
James, why the fuck you laying down?
Yeah. Yeah. And it is now his turn. So that means Twig and
get the fuck out of there.
Twig and Max are in melee with this thing.
Yeah.
Okay. He is going to attempt to run away. What is your dexterity?
16.
Yep, you beat Twig.
Okay.
You have first opportunity for a reaction if you so choose.
Yeah, I'd like to, I guess I'll attempt to take a swipe.
Okay.
Hamstring that bastard.
14.
That hits.
Ten damage.
Dead.
Okay.
Okay, I thought 30 hit point high attack value guys would be more of a challenge.
I'm sorry, 12 damage.
More dead.
Okay.
Dead in pieces.
Yes.
Again, yes. I didn't expect my stupid gimmicky thing to work the first time I tried to use it.
The Fury of the Smalls once per combat, right?
No, I am using the most recently printed version of Goblins, and it's twice per long rest.
Oh, wow. That's even more restrictive.
A number of times per long rest equal to your proficiency.
Okay.
So twice.
At this point, it's twice, and the damage bonus is proficiency.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I'd like to inspect these fuckers. Are these the guys that sent us here?
Anybody who's looking over the bodies, make me an investigation check.
Okay.
5.
Okay.
Natural 20.
Okay.
For 20 total.
Okay.
8.
Well, Grillmaster and Doug, they've got red skin. They've got red skin. They're wearing armor. Max, these guys, they look like the guys you saw in the Halls of Madness, kind of guarding the doors, keeping everybody in there. Similar, at least. They are wearing leather armor. They do have, they each have a hand crossbow and a scimitar. They are not carrying any gold.
We need to take those hand crossbows, if nothing else.
And
go ahead.
Okay.
I'm not proficient with that shit. So
before we end for the evening, roll me two percentage.
Who?
Seven. You.
Okay.
You made your investigation roll.
Oh, right. Yes. Right. 47.
Okay.
31.
Okay. The first hand crossbow does appear to be of a nicer quality than the second hand crossbow, if that matters.
Okay.
Remember in 3.5, Jeff, the masterwork stuff?
Yeah.
It wasn't magical, but it was better made.
Yeah, you could still get like...
I missed that.
You could get still get a like a plus one to hit. No bonus to damage, just a bonus to hit.
Yeah, I missed that. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, I missed that too. And I'm potentially giving you something similar to that in this.
Okay. Cool.
And there you go.
They I assume if they have hand crossbows, they've got crossbow bolts.
Yeah. Roll me a there is a total of 9 crossbow bolts between the two of them.
Sure. That solves my ranged issue.
There you go.
I did not have a ranged attack.
And it is after midnight, so we can call it there.
Absolutely.
Sure. That works.